Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, October 20th, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. In a post on X, Elon Musk confirms the social media platform will soon launch two new premium tiers. One is a lower cost with all features but no reduction in ads. The other is more expensive but has no ads. This comes less than a week after X started testing a $1 per year plan for new users in New Zealand and the Philippines to reduce the number of bots on platform. Ad revenue has consistently dropped since Musk's takeover a year ago, and these premium plans could be a way to bolster subscription revenue. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission has unanimously approved petitions by several tech companies, including Microsoft, Google, Apple, and Meta, to let them access the 6 gigahertz band for wireless devices at very low power. The rules will also allow devices to use higher power levels so long as they are geofenced to keep from interfering with the actual licensed 6 gigahertz usage. The FCC will be taking comments on other ways it can expand 6 gigahertz spectrum usage by technology devices. OpenAI is launching wider availability of its latest text-to-image generator, DALL-E 3, for paying ChatGPT customers. ChatGPT Plus and enterprise users can access new DALL-E 3 models directly from within ChatGPT. OpenAI is promising it's taking extensive steps to limit the model's likelihood of generating content in the style of living artists, images of public figures, and to improve demographic representation across generated images. Meta has announced that researchers from its fundamental artificial intelligence research team have released a more advanced version of the AI simulation environment Habitat, which is used to teach robots how to interact with the physical world. Habitat 3.0 builds on those existing capabilities with support for both robot and humanoid avatars, enabling human-robot collaboration on many different tasks. Habitat 3.0 is now focused on human-machine interaction because this is a key milestone that needs to be perfected if we're to build on robots that can feature in our daily lives, said Holger Mueller of Constellation Research Incorporated. Toyota, the world's largest auto manufacturer, is the latest automaker to announce that it is adopting Tesla's North American Charging Standard, or NACS, following Ford, GM, Honda, and BMW. Toyota and its luxury brand Lexus will start implementing NACS in certain vehicles starting in 2025. The only major automakers that haven't made the switch to NACS are Chrysler, Jeep, and Dodge brands, and Volkswagen. Slack recently announced that it is retiring its status account, which shared updates about issues and outages on the platform on X. We made the decision to retire the @Slack status account in order to consolidate our communications around incidents and focus resources on those most widely used by our customers, said Kevin Albers, VP of Customer Experience at Slack. Moving forward, Slack will answer any questions about incidents from its main @SlackHQ account on its main status page. According to a new report by Bloomberg, YouTube is currently developing an AI-powered tool that allows users to replicate the voices of famous musicians while recording audio. YouTube reportedly approached music companies to obtain the rights to train its new AI on songs from their music catalogs. No deals have been signed yet by any major record label, but sources claim that discussions between parties are currently ongoing. NVIDIA Research today announced Eureka, a ChatGPT-4 AI agent that can teach robots complex skills, and for the first time ever has been able to teach a robotic hand to perform rapid pin spinning tricks as well as a human can. Eureka autonomously writes reward algorithms and has taught robots how to open drawers and cabinets, toss and catch balls, and manipulate scissors among nearly 30 tasks. And finally, the privacy-centric Brave browser has been downloading VPN services to some Windows customers' computers without their consent. Starting in 2022, installing the Brave browser on Windows meant you were also installing Brave's Firewall Plus VPN service, a premium subscription service that would remain dormant unless the user subscribed to it. Brave's VP of Engineering says that the company plans to change this behavior. You can install the VPN, which are labeled Brave VPN and Brave WireGuard. However, updating Brave would probably reinstate them until the behavior is changed. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.